Do you ever read an email and miss the message because you're so busy noticing all the grammar mistakes? This is Lisa Berry, and there's a new study out on people who do just that. Joining us to talk about it is the co-author of the study, Robin Queen, professor and chair of the University of Michigan Department of Linguistics. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
I'm going to do my bestest to speak as good as I can. Ha ha. No pressure. How am I doing so far?
Excellent. You're doing very well.
Thank you very much. Well, everyone knows someone who enjoys being the grammar police, so tell me about your study.
So we were really interested in trying to figure out kind of two things. We know that people vary in how much they care about those errors that they encounter in things like email messages. So one of our questions was, is there a way to capture that variability? And then the other thing we were interested in is, does that variation in how people react to those kinds of things connect to something beyond the sort of listeners or readers' demographic characteristics? And so we did that with sort of a fake email paradigm where we had people read emails and then evaluate the supposed writer of the email. I mean, we wrote the emails ourselves, actually, so that we could control how many errors and different kinds of errors were there. And so we were really just testing the personality of the reader. We also asked them a variety of demographic characteristics about themselves, but those didn't actually seem to correlate at all with how they assessed the writer of the emails.
So your study found there is a difference in how extroverted people react.
So we found, I mean, it's kind of a scale, right? So people who were more extroverted seemed to be less bothered by errors than people who were more introverted. So that was a sort of interesting and surprising finding in some ways.
Were there other levels or categories of which you were judging? I think highly educated people might notice the errors more.
Right. We thought that as well, but that, in fact, did not hold true. So education level didn't have any bearing, really, on how people assessed the writers of these emails. So it really mostly came down almost entirely to personality differences. So people who were more agreeable in general were also less bothered by errors. And then there was some additional variation kind of with one type of error or the other type of error.
So it really came down to judging grammar by personality.
Kind of, yeah. And the thing that was a little bit different about this one is that we were really looking at properties of the readers rather than the writers. So seeing that the readers themselves' personalities affected how much they, I guess, were themselves affected by errors in these email messages.
We're talking to Robin Queen, professor and chair of the University of Michigan Department of Linguistics, on a study about the grammar police. We all know somebody like that. And I was thinking, in a time when elementary school students aren't even learning cursive writing anymore, how important is grammar and linguistics?
Well, you know, I think there's two different pieces to that. So one is sort of grammar in the formal sense, kind of school grammar. And, you know, I mean, that's always going to be important because, as we see in a study like this, people care about grammar and judge people based on grammar. In terms of linguistics, of course, I think it's very important. It's not as widely represented in the schools as it could be to help people have a broader understanding of language just as a phenomenon of being human beings. So there's sort of two different pieces. I'd say in general, important, yes.
I'm a big dot, dot, dot person when I write. Uh-huh. That reflects my personality and style. How am I being judged?
No, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, people have all kinds of different assessments. That's called an ellipsis. And people assess that in lots of different ways. We didn't study ellipses at all in our study, but that could be an interesting thing to look at next.
All right. So in the future, how important is grammar? How careful should we be when we are sending an email?
You know, I think what it tells us is that we should be aware that to the degree that we know something about who's reading it, they, you know, may have different levels of concern if we make mistakes. Probably the most important thing is when you're writing to people you don't know very well, you know, they're likely to kind of draw assumptions about you based on kind of how you write, unfortunately.
Well, that seems to hold over in many areas of life.
Yes, indeed.
Robin Queen, professor and chair of the University of Michigan Department of Linguistics, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Sure, thanks.